When you think of Diwali, you probably picture India, but I wanted to see how the festival shines in places where Hinduism isn't the majority, like within Bangladeshi homes here in Sydney. I often think about how much of Hindu culture and Diwali, or Deepavali as it's known in Bangla, specifically centers on women goddesses like Lakshmi, Durga, and Kali, devis who embody qualities like strength, grace, and sometimes rage.
I think that it's really important when we look at what society is like now to see that female strength and female rage is actually something that is to be worshipped. It's really good that we worship female rage or divine feminine rage.
Yes.
And I think that it's something that we should probably apply more to the community at large and not just something that we worship occasionally once a year.
This is Ritu. Ritu and I met when we were in primary school. She used to come to my dad's Gunner School, the Bangla music school he ran in the 90s. Growing up, we'd visit our Hindu family friends for their pujas, and they'd come to our house for Eid. So I was always surrounded by the beauty of their culture and shared the beauty of mine with them. This year, I spent a day with Ritu and her family to find out more about how the Bangladeshi Hindu community celebrates Deepavali and Durga Puja. The smell of fresh flowers, mishti payesh, and burning diyas, or prodip as they're known in Bangla, filled the house. Her dad, Boromesh uncle, was deep in prayer, performing their annual puja in the home temple. The walls were covered with images of Hindu deities, Durga, Kali, Saraswati, all watching over the family. Ritu was putting the finishing touches on her alpana, intricate white patterns painted by hand onto the floor using paint. Much like how Aboriginal people pass on their knowledge through story, the same thing happens in Hinduism.
So I was always drawn to these stories from Devi Durga fighting Mahishasura for 10 days, or Kali fighting Rock the Beach, or even the stories of the Ramayana or the Mahabharata. They're really rich stories. And it's interesting because there are so many different interpretations that you can take.
I also met Ritu's cousin, Shuhardo, visiting from Adelaide, where he's just moved from Bangladesh to study. I wanted to know how this celebration compared to the ones he grew up with back home.
What I would say is here in Australia, the way the pujas and everything is done is more similar to how we do it in Bangladesh, compared to West Bengal, where there's a more cultural side of things.
And Boromesh uncle told us a bit about how Diwali is celebrated differently in India and Bangladesh.
If you go south and north India, they celebrate, as you mentioned, 10 days. It's called Navaratri, 9 days. So 9 days, nine different goddess, form of goddess, Durga, they worship and then come their victory. But in Bengali cultures, we don't do the Navaratri. What we do, that in our 5 days puja, the Saptami Tithi as per religious calendar.
Later that day, we headed to St. Susie Public School, where the Nobarup Hindu Society of Sydney was hosting a weekend-long Durga Puja celebration. The space was alive. Statues of Durga Ma and her children, aunties in Jamdani Sharis, and uncles being roped into endless Facebook photos by their wives. The Pandit, or priest, chanted from his book the Sanskrit words from the scriptures he'd written out phonetically in Bangla. An echo of tradition carried lovingly across generations and regions. Then came my favourite part, lunch, a classic Bangladeshi-style feast. Khichdi with labra, or mixed vegetables. And interestingly enough, it was being paired with beguni. Beguni is also a staple on Ramadan or Roja iftar plates usually. Just another subtle thread connecting our communities. And you know how it usually goes in Bengali households. Aunties cook, uncles eat, then the camera eats, then the kids, and finally, the aunties, who actually cooked all the food, they finally get to eat. But here, it was the complete opposite. The men were cooking, and the boys were serving food. Kind of poetic, given the month of Diwali, or Deepavali, is all about honouring the devis, the goddesses of Hindu mythology. And here were the men serving humbly in their name. After devouring the feast and chatting with a group of little girls about Skibidi Riz, I made my way home, only to find out I'd missed the karaoke and the kids' Bollywood dance performances, the best bits. So, yeah, I'm marking this date in my calendar for next year, and when I come back, you'll find me first in line for another round of Beguni and Khichdi.